This is Phil Farron. And I am driving away from home. So, I didn't quite have the schedule such that I found the time to record the podcast today. It is Thursday. And I had some running around to do this morning. But then we got working, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my wife had dental surgery yesterday, and she had a rehearsal for Good Friday service this afternoon. So I would normally record this as I was going to pick up Aiden, but I was taking her into the church, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So right now, I'm hoping that this car, it's the Lincoln, my dad's car, I'm hoping it's going to actually get me into church and then onto Cloverleaf. Dustin is waiting for me at church, and when I get there, then he's going to be following me over to Cloverleaf, because I think I probably mentioned that I had some work done, and the mechanic thought that it was just a bad battery, so he replaced the battery. And I drove the car around for a week, and it seemed to be doing fine. And then one Friday I had it out and got it back to the house, and then I was just going to move, and the car was dead flat, dead. So I called the mechanic. That was a week and a half ago, and so he's going to look at it tomorrow to see if there's an alternator issue. I think I mentioned that I was kind of hoping there would be, because then the hard shifting on the transmission might mean that, oh, it was just having voltage fluctuations. So I got like 10 minutes to get to the church, and then we'll see what's happening there. So, and then we'll try to get it over to Cloverleaf, and then we'll let the mechanic take a look, and then we'll go from there. And then I'll just ride back to the house with Dustin. So anyways, I do have about a 20-minute drive here, so this should be fine. So all is well. I've been working along on a Talk Like Yoda Day costume. And I was really trying to learn how to do silicon molding and slush casting and all those types of things, because I was going to make a pair of Yoda hands. But I don't quite have the right equipment to do that. I can get most of the Yoda hand built, but then Yoda has like these nails on the end of his fingers, and the problem is that's a deep enough well, and it's deep enough in the mold, because of the way I made the mold, that it just can't get dry. The latex can't get dry. You'd have to have some sort of a special drying something. I'm sure the professionals have some way to do it, but it's just not gonna work. So I'm going to just print everything in hollow 3D printing and just have them rigid, and they'll be fine. It's just like a jokey costume anyways. And I had ordered a latex mask that was the original Lucasfilm's latex mask that they actually licensed, and I got one in. I may have mentioned this, but it is not good. It is terrible. So I'm just going to make a hard plastic mask out of that too. And then I'll make hard plastic feet and just sort of mount them on top of shoes. So it'll be fine. And I was actually going to sew a Yoda costume. And I bought the plans and everything. And then I bought the material. And then I thought, Phil, you have got to get onto your goth costume, you know, because that one's a lot more serious than this one is. So I'm just going to send the material back, and I just bought myself a Yoda costume off of Amazon, and I'll just, you know, kind of modify it to make it work for what I want. Sometimes you just got to step back and punt. And so we are definitely in the punting stage at this point on this Talk Like Yoda Day costume. But I think it will work. The idea will work, and it will be cute, and people will laugh. So, you know, it'll be fine. Let's see, in other news, work is fine. Everybody's making the transition. Well, not everybody. We lost 17 people. make the people who stayed with Glue, accepted Glue's offer. You know, they're doing the orientations now, and everybody's kind of trying to just figure everything out. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of the people that we lost were very good friends of everyone, and, you know, it's sad to see them go, and it's sad to see that we have put all this time and effort into all these projects together, but it is what it is. I technically don't have a contract yet, but I'm not going to bill anybody till the end of the month, so, you know, it'll be fine. We'll get this figured out. It was pretty interesting because the first cycle before Glue took over, so it would have been the cycle of the 31st of March, something went wrong with the reporting for AGWM, and it went down, and it took two of our databases with it, locked them up, didn't destroy anything, we don't think, but it just locked them up, and yeah, so I was taking Lynette in to get her dental surgery done Wednesday morning, and I had already done a little work, hopped in the car, told everybody I was taking Lynette in to get dental surgery, and I got a note from Darren Furr, who's the boss, and he said, "Hey, Phil," he said, "we're having a little trouble with a couple of the database servers. Could you hop on?" And so I hopped on, and there was a whole row of people on there. And sure enough, we had departments that were like, "We can't get into our tools," and the databases were just locked up. We couldn't even get table listings on them. So we never really did figure out what happened. They just decided they were going to roll back the agent. They were just going to shut off the agent to see if they could break all the locks. And it did break the locks. And everything ran fine last night. So just some weird glitch, which does happen. You know, technology. Can't live with it. Can't live without it. But aside from that, everything seems to be going fine. You know, and we'll just take it a step at a time and fill in the gaps where we can fill in the gaps. So I'm getting to the place where I'm getting ready to start writing again, I can tell you that, or at least working on something on books. Now that I have all the books basically squared away, I'm really thinking, and now that AI is as good as AI is, I'm very much considering going back and just redoing all the covers. Because there are things that this AI does so well, and it seems to understand, you know, like when it talks about the picture and the elements of the picture and how they work together. I mean, it really seems to understand what it's doing, but some of the times it's just spectacular. You know, and then other times you ask it to do something, it goes, "Okay, I did that for you," and it didn't change anything. And then you're like, "Oh, come on." Oh, and then sometimes, though, it's, sometimes it's, like, pretty spectacular. Like, there's one cover that I have. I think it's book 11. I think it's book 11. Might be 12. And I decided I was going to be clever on that cover. And it's one of my favorite covers out of, like, the whole thing. And what it is, oh, what is the name of the... There's a shopping district in London that, like, is preserved like it was in the 1800s. And it's called... It starts with an S. It's called... The it's called the, I don't know. Anyways, it's really famous. I just don't know the name of it. And so I used that, but I went through and replaced all the signage. And I replaced all the signage in a very specific way so that you could say the nursery rhyme, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Bigger Man, Thief. And so I arranged everything so it, you know, so we had that. And in doing the edits and in swapping out the grandkids for more mature characters that probably will have a little more visual appeal, you know, if I'm looking at the kind of marketing for this book at all, these books, I could get it easily to replace out the grandkids with young men and young women. It did that fine. But it kept changing the signage. And some of the signage would be exact as I had it. And so I'm like, great, good. But then other areas, you know, as it would work on those other areas, the signage would get all screwed up. And it was like, nope, I can't do that. Because if you do that, you're going to kill the whole... And so I was telling ChatGPT, no. This is using the nursery rhyme, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thief. I said it's got to have the signage just as it is. And so it, you know, it finally just told me, which I appreciated it. It finally just told me, okay, look, here's the thing with us using diffusion, diffraction, and all the stuff that we use, it's really hard to reproduce something exactly. So what you really need to do is you just need to composite the cover together. So I've swapped out the young man and the young woman for you, and I've changed the placement of the thief. We got all that taken care of, but you're just gonna have to composite these things together. It's like, okay, well, I appreciate that. So that is one I'll have to composite together. On the other hand, the one I'm working on right now, which is, I think, for book 13, you know, it's a desert scene, desert planet, and there's two characters that are walking towards the camera from, you know, a fair distance away, and it keeps sliding them over to the right side of the cover. And I keep telling it, no, you need to take those two characters and move them left. And most of the time, you tell them that, and it just does it. And it just won't do it. It just won't do it. It's like, what? Come on. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Technology, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So... but anyways, I am here at the Cloverleaf dropping off my car. I will talk about the topic that I was going to talk about today, probably next week. All is well. God is kind. God is good. I got a chance to talk to one of the, you know, people who are caught in the midst of all this shuffling, and we had a really good conversation about the goodness of God, and he was concerned, and, you know, just had a chance to reinforce with him that you have memorials in your life. God has shown himself faithful to you. He will show himself faithful to you. It's going to be fine, you know, but sometimes, you know, when you're right in the thick of it, it's hard to get your mind focused on that. And he was struggling a little bit, but who knows? Maybe I helped a little. I hope so. Happy Easter, everyone. Have a great weekend.